Good evening, Moira Verabosai. Good evening, good evening. We're going to be learning tonight some Kufyutes, the halachas of adding tefillas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, private bakoshes in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Amongst the many topics we'll be discussing tonight is it appropriate to add personal tailor-made bakoshes? Is it appropriate or not? If yes, when and where? We'll be talking about if somebody makes a mistake in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, instead of saying the bracha of Goel Yisrael, he says Goel Yisrael, like by the end of before Shmoneh Esrei. What happens if a person says Roifechol Bosom after Lasoitz instead of Roifechol Amo Yisrael? What's the halacha then? So these are amongst the shalits will be. What do you think will be the halacha? Right. Okay. So leave it. Maybe. So these are amongst the shalits we'll be discussing tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Simon Kofyutat, Dina Roetzel Oisi Bebrochis, somebody wants to add to the Brochis. Let us just clarify to make that absolutely clear. What we are discussing now, I didn't actually see it black and white, but it's posh, that's what we're talking about. What we're discussing now is if somebody adds in the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, adding in Shmoneh Esrei is referring to somebody who actually says something in Shmoneh Esrei. If it's somebody having thoughts in Shmoneh Esrei, he's thinking of something as he's davening, he's thinking about a special thought, a special person or a special thought, that when he's davening for he's thinking about a certain person, or he's thinking about additional, that's what we're talking about over here. We are not addressing thoughts, kavanas. We're addressing actually somebody speaking. We know that often when you want to daven about something properly, you want to actually verbalize it. And that's what we are talking about. We're not talking about thoughts. We're talking about speaking mamash. And our halacha is as follows, that dina roitzel oisi bebrochis, somebody will answer the brochis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, im rotzo lehoisiv bechol brocha me'oem tzoyez me'ena brocha moisiv. If somebody wants to add to any bracha from the middle bracha, in the middle brachas, he is allowed to be moisiv. So if somebody wishes to add a tefillah in the middle brachas, he is allowed to do so. Ketzad, how is that? If somebody was ill, mevakesh olav rachamim, he asks mercy, he's going to add this tailor-made, this bespoke addition, he's going to add it in refa'enu. The bracha in which we done for a fur. Hayatzarich panosa. If somebody is in need for panosa, mevakesh olav bevirkas hashanim. He should do so. He should make a special tefillah, a personalized tefillah in the bracha of bevirkas hashanim. Bevirkas hashanim. V'kshu moisiv yaschil bevracha v'achkach moisiv, aval lo yosiv v'achkach yaschil labracha. The Rama says that if he adds, he should add at the beginning of the bracha. If he adds a special bracha, he should not do so at the beginning of the bracha. He should first start the bracha and daven it regularly, only just before he says the actual bracha, bracha to Hashem. Prior to that, that's where he should add if he wants to add something. Explains why that's so. And when it comes to the book of Shemea Tefillah, he is allowed to add any personal bakosha, because Shema Koleinu, as we know, he's a general tefillah. Hashem, please hear our tefillahs. And there, it's quite appropriate to daven there for anything that a person may need. In Shema Koleinu more generic kind of tefillah. And if a person needs something, he can daven it in Shema Koleinu. Is it generally a right thing to do, or a not such a right thing to do, to add tailor-made bakoshes? Do you think it's generally a positive thing, or not so much? Right, the Shem Zaman speaks about doing it regularly. That's right, on a day-to-day basis, to add it. Right. I'm asking, right, okay, yeah, we'll define that. What do you think? So, once, yeah.
Kind of
Please.
I don't think it's a bad thing. But you want to be careful not to say the same thing every day and then stop thinking about it.
Very good.
Otherwise, it sounds like it's good to have a command.
Yeah. Right. So, you're right. So, Lemaise, whilst it's true that Shlomo Zalman says that if you add a tefillin, do it every single day, then says Shlomo Zalman, by definition, what's going to happen is you're not going to think about it anymore. However, the Poskim say, and the Balei Musar say, that the difference between a tefillah, which is a good Shmoneh Esrei, and not a good Shmoneh Esrei, if I may call it, is as to whether you had your personal touch to it or not. If you're able to relate it to your own life, you're able to personalize it and personalize it. If you're able to think about your own personal life, connect the Shemoneh Esrei to your personal life, that's what makes a Shemoneh Esrei a powerful Shemoneh Esrei. I would like to quote a beautiful Yaris Dvash, which is quoted in the Poskim over here actually. Not so much in the Poskim, but the Sforim bring this Yaris Dvash, and I just feel like quoting it over here, because it's such a powerful Nusach, which mamash leads us into our Shulchan Aruch. Yaris Dvash, if you know, is the Rebbe Reb Yonason. He was the Mechaber of many Psvorim and Halacha, like the Chesiv Plesi and others. But he also wrote the Droshes, the famous Droshes of Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, who lived in Prague. He wrote a Sefer called Yaris Dvash. And it's a very, very beautiful Sefer. And what's amazing about a Sefer, it's from over 200 years old, is that it's something which can be learned by, it's learned by massive Talmid Chachamim. I know that one of the Rebbes in Eretz Yisrael, the Achmosif Rebbe, he used Yaris Dvash, but it's actually such a posh Loshon, you can actually just give it to a child, and he can read it. You can read it and learn it as well. So it's a beautiful sefer because there's so many chesodos there. On the one hand, it's very, very deep. On the other hand, it's also so easy to go through it. So Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz writes over here the following. And I think it's such a powerful lashon, so please allow me to share it with you. He starts in the drosh. He speaks about, he speaks about Shemoneh Esrei, generally goes to Shemoneh Esrei. And then he says, he says as follows in regards to Baruch Shema Koleinu. Bevirkas Shema Koleinu, in the Baruch Shema Koleinu, Yosim kol magmoisav la Hashem. He should put all his effort to Hashem, lispalel loy, to daven to Hashem al kol tzrochav, and all his needs. A fillet of a cotton or godel. If it's a small thing you need from Hashem, or a big thing you need from Hashem, mention it in Shema Koleinu. Loy vatsa dovo. Ma shloi spal boy Hashem. He says, don't miss anything out that you need. If you need anything, then don't miss it out. Mention it to Hashem. Him tzorich las es shidduch im atzmoi. If himself he needs a shidduch, hoi bonov, or his son, he needs a shidduch for his sons, ubnoisav, or his daughters, his pala Hashem, shtam to Hashem, lischoire, if he has got merchandise. In other words, he wants to make sure his panosa. He gets upon us. Is pala Hashem, is adam to Hashem. Shatzlichenu, that he should have success. V'yelichenu b'derech hayosho, and he should be successful in his business endeavors. Kloloi shel dovo, the rule is as follows. Hein dovo, there should be absolutely nothing. Masher etzoy noy lasois boy b'yoim. And I'd like to emphasize the word boy b'yoim. There should be nothing that should be on his daily schedule. That should be happening on that very day, on the forthcoming day. Ma shelo yispalel Hashem. There should be nothing happening today that you don't mention it in your shaches. You should be thinking about it the forthcoming day in front of you. La tzlichoy, should have success. Ula lichoy b'derech hayoshev v'nochoin. Should be guiding him and leading him in the right path. Then tzorich loyma, and it doesn't have to be mentioned. Him yesh lichas v'sholem, is it tzorah b'sorich b'sorim. No need to mention if a person has got a tzorich chas v'sholem, a person should have an Shema Koleinu about it. V'chen mi'esh lo is a simcha. Similarly also, if a person has got a simcha, he got something very nice, he's really happy. Shispalel shelo yechta b'simcha, that he should be grateful to Hashem, and he should mention to Hashem how grateful that he shouldn't make a mistake and a bad choice because of this great gift that he got from Hashem. For the kara oven shalati chas from simcha shachar atuga shouldn't lead to any chas v'sholem mistakes. Val kol enin masha oisek, on every matter that you're busy with, yispalel b'leshoinoi, you should daven with your own words. V'avkilish, yeah, it appears from him. He says kileshoinoi. It appears that you could even do so in not necessarily. Yes, it's well known that the many tzaddikim, they said this, but they daven in Yiddish middle. Now, I don't know if you're mamash verbalizing it, probably it's ideally, had, if you're mamish verbalizing it, maybe ideally one should try to find the words in Lashon HaKodesh. But definitely is that the idea of davening to, he says, and then he says as follows, he says, even if it's not, he says, even if your Lashonis is not absolutely accurate and it's not perfect, it's beautiful lifnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It is beautiful to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilu harbe, he says, if it's your own words that come from your own heart, if I can just rephrase his words, if it's your own words that come from your own heart, even if it's not the perfect Lashon HaKodesh, even if it's not absolutely perfect and accurate grammatically, but if it came from your heart, it's worth more, he says, than long-winded fillers, and long and extensive fillers, which hasn't got your personal touch to it. These are the words of Rabbi Bjornison. He's unbelievable, really beautiful, because he speaks about the day ahead of you, how much you have to think every day, covering to Hashem. He speaks about if somebody has got a tzorech chas v'shalom, person should embody it in the tefillah. Person has got a simch as well, he should mention that by Shemana Esser. Now, of course, this is really, really hard, because, you know, we daven every day, and to do it is not easy. But at least we should endeavor towards it, we should know that's what the tefillah should look like. Chazanish has got a beautiful tefillah. He writes about children, how much we should daven for one's children, and he's got beautiful tefillah the Chazanish wrote for that tzlocha of the children. I always find it so powerful and so even in a scary in a way. Chazanish wrote a tefillah for that tzlocha of one's children, whereas the Chazanish himself never had any children. And it's quite scary, but he wrote this most beautiful nusach that the children should be matzliach and successful in Torah. Now. The stipler was asked that at what point did he feel that the stipler said that he davened very much for his children at Tzlocha, that his children, the stipler himself at Long Shmoneh Esrei, is that he davened very long Shmoneh Esrei, he said he davened a lot for his children at Tzlocha in Torah. So somebody asked him once, when did you stop davening? Your son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the stipler's son is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So when did you stop davening? When did you feel, oh, you know what, it's fine now, you know, can assume that he's okay now. At what point did you feel that, you know, he can relax now? So the stipler said, this was Reb Chaim Kanievsky, was an international gadol, and he was well known all over the world. A Yid who knew Shas and Pois came on his fingertips. At that point, when the stipler was nifty, he was already then a huge gone. He said, when do you think I was finished? I never finished davening for the stipler. I davened the Shemim Atzlech in Torah every single day. This is the stipler talking about. My Chaimke, he said, I'm still davening for my Chaimke. That was the words of the stipler. My Chaimke, I'm still davening for my Chaimke. He should grow into a Talmud Chacham. So this is, it's unbelievable. And this is really every single day. Generally one should definitely try to incorporate as much personalization and into the Shemona Esser. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says something really interesting, and the truth is, I wonder what you think about this. What is the depth of this Mishnah Berurah? What do you think, Aboisai? Are you allowed to daven that you, whilst we said that a person is allowed to daven that for a full shleima, are you allowed to daven, please Hashem, make that I should not become ill? Please Hashem, make that my wife should not turn ill, that my children shouldn't go sick. Chas v'sholem. Are you allowed to do that?
Better to do that.
What's your take on it? Reb Gideon? Ein Hora. Interesting. So I'll tell you, I don't fully understand it, but I can. Well, it said the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph. Hoyeloi choyle. So the words of the Shulchan Aruch was hoyeloi choyle. Ketzad, how is that? Hoyeloi choyle. Had an ill person. Mevakesh alav rachamim. We should ask Hashem. Mishnah Berurah says, I'm a prima godim. See what the prima godim writes. The davkim hoyeloi. Only if he had a choyle. Vechem epanosa. Also with regards to panosa. Shulchan Aruch says, davke im tzorich lepanosa. If he needs panosa, if he's lacking panosa, havol einoy reshai, but a person is not allowed levakesh rachmim, to seek mercy, to seek rachmim, pevrocha, in one of the brochas, memetzor is from the middle brochas, al ha'osid, on the future, shelo yechele, that he should not go ill, v'shelo yech salachmoy, and if you've got sufficient, don't say Please, Hashem, make me not lacking. V'chai governor and similar. Masha enken b'shemei atfila similar to in shemei atfila afilu ala osit risha. Sorry, that's with regards to middle brachas. Masha enken b'shemei atfila, as opposed to when it comes to shemei atfila, afilu ala osit rishai levakesh, you're also allowed to daven for the future that something should not happen. So I don't fully understand this, because on one hand he says, it's not the right thing to do. He doesn't explain why. Mishnah doesn't explain why. But he said, when it comes to Efa'enu, don't say, please, don't make me ill. That's wrong. That's with regards to the middle brachas. However, when it comes to Shema Koleinu, he says, there, it's a reshai. You're allowed to do that. What does that sound like?
So that Efa'enu, the lotion is, heal me. You can't heal someone who isn't sick.
Yeah.
So, it's not the right place.
It's not the right place.
In the same way that we were saying yesterday, if you were up wearing Geshem, you can't
Yeah.
It's not the right place.
Correct. So yeah. I hear that. Rabbi said, but do you ever understand an explanation? Because I don't. Can somebody explain why is it that there's a difference between someone saying what's the difference between somebody's ill already? There, you're allowed to daven, you're meant to daven to Hashem. Please heal Ploni ben Plonis. But for somebody's not ill, which we all know health is always in Hashem's hands. When somebody's not ill, don't say, please protect him from illness.
I want to push out, it's actually better to do that because it's once the...
You're not taking it for granted.
Once the illness is called, it's harder to overcome.
To overcome, yeah. Rabbi Gittin mentioned Ayin Hora. I hear that. But surely to ask Hashem, please protect me from any evil, from any illness. It's really interesting. I don't have a full understanding in it yet.
It's negative. There's so many things
you
could say.
Right. Yeah, I hear. So you're saying that it's a very negative kind of approach in life. Please, it's a very pessimistic. Yeah, I hear that. It's a very pessimistic approach. Please, Hashem, make that. No, the bricks is falling. No, the plane shouldn't be falling on my head. Yeah. No, I hear that. It's very true. I think that it's true. There is. There's definitely Emerson in it. Yeah.
Why would Rafaela be the right place for it?
What was that? No, you're right. I'm just saying more generally. He says that any of the... Parnosa, for instance. Also, don't make me... If your person is in dire need, he says, please Hashem, give me Parnosa. But if a person is still okay, he's still managing to manage his month, he's still paying his mortgage, and he's still managing to put food on the table, then he shouldn't say, Hashem, please Hashem, make that next month, I'll also be covering my month. That you're not meant to say, it appears. In Boruch Oleinu.
That's so strange.
Yeah, it is. I don't have a full understanding. In Shema Koleinu, it's fine. In Shema Koleinu, it's a shy. You're allowed to. Yeah. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch now. Let's continue Shulchan Aruch. Who be shemei atefil yochal ishal kol tzrochov. She kolesh kol abakosh. Yeah. For the Rav Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina now discuss the following. Kshemoisi bebrocha meino isi brocha. If a person adds an addition to the brocha, he moisi boisa bishvil kol Yisrael. If you want to add, you want to add the whole benefit of the whole nation, all the Yidden, oima oisa beloshen rabim. You should say it in a plural loshen. Should say it in the plural. For loy beloshen yochid, not in the singular term. Yeah, if you have intention of all Kal Yisrael, have in mind, if you have the whole Kal Yisrael in mind, say it in plural. For loy yoisi velo b'sofa brocha velo b'emtza. Then he said you should say it towards the end of the brocha, for loy b'emtza, not in the middle. End of the brocha, not in the middle. But if you have your own, if it's your own personal needs that you're davening for, kegoin, such as there's an ill person in his house, who needs panosa in his house, yochol lishol is allowed to ask. You can even ask in the middle of the bracha. So, differentiating, if it's for the whole klal Yisrael, do it at the end of the bracha. If it's your own personal, do it mid bracha. It should be in the loshon yochid, singular, for loy b'loshon rabim, not in the plural. But when it comes to the brach of Shema Tfilo, Shema Koleinu, when it comes to the very end of Shema Nesa, bein kodim yirotzen ben achov, whether you've said yirotzen or not yet, yochid lishol ben b'loshon yochid, ben b'loshon rabim, then you can do it either singular or plural, it makes no difference. Bein tzorach of mamash, your own personal needs, and the needs of the nations. So, Rabbi Isai, if a person has personal bakoshas to make, or he wants to daven for the nation, whatever it may be, the best place to do it is either in Shema Koleinu, or at the very end of Shema Nesa, because there you don't have to be careful about which Lashon you use. You can do it in Lashon Rabbim, you can do it in Yochid, plural, singular, you can do it You can do the dialog. You don't have to be so careful what you're saying. That's in Shema Kaleinu and at the very end of the Shema Nesse. However, if you're doing it in the middle of the bracha, you want to have an additional bracha in Hefo'enu. You want to add something about your own personal lack of panosa in Boi Chaleinu. There you have to be careful. If it's your own personal makosh, you have to ensure that it's Loshen Yochid, Loshen Shurabim, and you have to ensure it's at the end of the bracha. That's what Shulchan Aruch says, and we are ready to move on. Just quickly, in Sifkotan base, the Mishnah Berurah says, HaMavakish Rachim Al Chaveiro Ein Tzorich Laskir Shmoi. If a person davens for Yeshua, a Yid should have a salvation, somebody else should have Yeshua, you don't need to mention his name. Shenema Keil No Refor No Lo. Who said his tefillah, the shortest tefillah ever? That's right, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for his sister, and he said, Keil No Refor No Lo, please heal her. For Lo Hiskir Shem Miriam, and he didn't mention his sister's name. So from here we see that you don't really need to mention a Chole's name. Is that always the case? You don't need to mention the Chole's name. Always the case? No. That's right. You're quite right. Mishnah Berurah continues. This is if the Chole is right before you. If you're davening in shul, and you're making Mishbech for somebody who's in shul, then you don't mention his name. However, if he's not there, if he's not there, you have to mention his name. Miriam was standing right next to Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't need to mention the name. However, if Miriam is not there, if Miriam is away, then you do need to mention the name. And that's Takeda Alocha. When we say Yirotzenet in Shema Koleinu, on Refoeinu, you want to daven for somebody specifically to have a Yeshua, or Refua, or you daven for somebody else, then you have to ensure that you have got the name, because it's Shloi Befonov, if he's not present. Sif Beis. Yesh Mishayim, some say. Shekshemoyse bevochle tzorich yochid lo yarich. Some say that if a person adds personal bakosha, you should not be marich. Don't make it too long. Don't make it extend. Don't make a whole thing out of it. Just make it short, precise, to the point. And here is Takedud Ochshochani mentions as well. Rabbi Feingold, you mentioned earlier, but not doing it kavua. So Shulchani also mentions that if you daven for somebody else, it's very nice and very good, but don't make it completely regular, that it should be part of the tefillah on a regular basis. You should do so, but only as long as you really feel it. We all know that if things wear down after a bit, that's when you should stop it. Then take it away and hopefully you had a refuah. But if you didn't have a refuah, then don't daven just for the sake of davening. Yeah, does that make sense?
Is there
the time limit is when you feel that you're not doing it with all your heart anymore. Does that make sense?
Davening for panasa, you can always leave panasa.
Yeah.
So it becomes like all the other. I mean, not that it should, but you don't.
Right, I think that what if somebody is an extra tefillah that you're making, any extra tefillah you're making, it depends on how much heart you have into it. It's only good if your heart is into it. If your heart and mind is in that extra, part of whatever is established part of the tzedah, the part established part of the tefillah, that you should say whatever happens. Hopefully we have kavanah, but even if not, we have to say it. If it's an extra addition that you're making, that's only good and beneficial as long as you've got kavanah for that. Does that make sense? Okay. I'd like to thank Mr. Vigoda for sharing this thought that we developed that yesterday together. Yeah, good. Now comes Sif Gimel. Im Dileg Oitah. If a person made a mistake or he missed out something, Pevorcha Achas Mem Tzoyis, in the middle of the brachas. You didn't say Es Tzemach David Avdecha. You said Es Tzemach David Meiros Atzmiach. You missed that word or you made a mistake. What's the halacha then? What's your guess? Oh, very good. Makes difference is the bracha not. Says Shulchan Aruch, im dileg oitah. If you missed out something and you made a mistake, bevorcha achas mitzvah from the middle brachas, heino tzorich lachzor, you don't have to go back. Elo, only leirosh habocha, to that very bracha, that you made a mistake. Or shidileg, or that you missed out. Umisham ve'elech yachzor ala seida, and from there you continue normally. So yes, if you make a mistake, you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. Yes, you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. And then from there onwards, so if let's say you realize that you made a mistake in Atochen El Adam Das, you missed out something, and then you only realize that much later, but in the middle of Shema Kolein, you realize, you know what, actually I made a mistake by Atochenin. The halacha is you have to go back to Atochenin, you start Atochenin, don't start beginning of Shema Nesse, you start Atochenin, and you're going to move on from there again. So you're going to start from Atochenin, you're going to continue from there. Don't just say Atochenin, then continue from where you're up to, but go back to Atachonin and start from there. And this may be the point to say, what happens if Reb Shem Zalman asks, what happens if instead of Roifer Choylei Amo Yisrael, a person said Roifer Chobos Amafila Asois? What would be the halacha then? Rabbi Yisai. Is to go back? Not go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It's not the Mishnah Berurah. The Poskim say, Reb Shem Zalman says, yes, he has to go back. He's the wrong bracha. It's a different bracha. Sounds a bit similar, but tough. You have to go back. Similarly also, Goel Yisrael, instead of Goel Yisrael, Abraham Kanevsky paskens, that if he made that mistake, he's not Yotze. There's a difference between future tense and past tense, Goel Yisrael and Goel Yisrael. And therefore, if a person makes a mistake, he's actually not Yotze. He should go back to there and continue Shmoneh Esrei from there. It's Makev. It could be that what you're saying, it's true as well. If it's a very subtle, I'm not sure, but it could be if it's a very subtle mistake, I wonder if a person would have to go back. Not so sure, but if it's certainly if it's a mistake in the bracha, there's nothing to talk about, then the person must go back.
You're right.
Because that's probably you're right. That's a good point.
Why is this all on you about the entrance? What about if you make it?
So there you'd have to go back to that's a good question. By the first three brachas, we learned earlier that the first three brachas are considered one unit, and therefore, if a person makes a mistake, such as saying Hokel HaKodesh instead of Hamelech HaKodesh, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei.
The last brachas as well?
Correct. First two brachas. That's right. They also consider one unit. Yeah, as opposed to the middle brachas, each bracha is considered on its own. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned about the concept of adding personal bakosh in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. We learned that it's a very good thing to do and a person is encouraged to do so, and this is brought down in many Sforim. We said that a person should do so the ideal place to do so is in the fill of Shema Kaleinu and at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. If a person wishes to add, he should in Boi Chaleinu or in Refaeinu, he should do in singular, and he should ensure to mention the person's name if he's a refuah for somebody who's not present. We learned also that when it comes to future or to a tzorish that should not befall, a person should not do so. Only Shema Kolenu is entitled to do so. We learned that if a person adds a personal bakosh, he should not be ma'irich, he should not be too long. We learned that if a person makes a mistake, he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Right. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.